Hello, everyone. This is Callie, also known as Pepper Potts. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going through the entire MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. In this week's episode, we have...
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
I'm Patrick, and I'm playing Bruce Banner.
Leon playing Tony Stark.
I'm Tim Bannock, the Watcher, and I'll be the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share, and also support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
Okay, so you guys go at one of the Stark field offices. So first, really quickly, before you jump right back into the roleplay, though, Tony, like, what's the setup of this office?
So I would say, so it's this one's in the theater district, borderline to Hell's Kitchen area. I actually just said 44th and 8th because that was my old office in the city. So I know that neighborhood.
I was wondering why you picked it.
It's just the only reason I knew. So it's off of Times Square. I would say this is probably a specific office for one particular part of Stark Industries. So I would say probably some. Why don't we say it's part of our group that does like securities work and stuff like that. So that way I have access to our mobile systems and everything like that. So we'll say it's Stark Security Services.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you guys meet there. It's now, you know, moving around New York isn't all that instantaneous, unless you're in power armor. So it takes a couple hours to get there. So it's a little later at night. It's not like, you know, it's not quite midnight or anything like that, but it's later at night by this point. So the two of you meet up in the office.
Hey, pal. How we doing there, Shrek?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Don't call him Shrek, Tone. Make him come back.
It was,
you know, I don't like that.
Movie made a lot of money at the box office, so.
Anyway, moving right past that. All right, Tony, I know we're in Manhattan. It's bristling with security cameras. She's in Tribeca. Let's take a look, see what you got access to. Can we pull up Jarvis?
Okay, so before we start violating the Patriot Act, a couple questions. This face that's on here, before we involve Jarvis, do we know who this face is in this picture?
No.
Okay.
At least, I don't think so.
That was vague.
Any way you can make it more clear? I mean, it's kind of hard to see.
So... I'm going to have Jarvis, I guess I take our flatbed scanner. It's 2009.
But you're Tony Stark, in fairness.
Don't worry, this will just take about a minute and a half to scan.
200 DPI. Yeah.
So I take the... do you have the picture on you?
Yes, Tony.
So I take it and I put it on our Ricoh 1070... printer scanner. No, I have Jarvis scan the picture.
You find very quickly that like, there's, you know, this isn't a case where you need to like do any dice rolls or anything like that. This is all within your ability to get the best out of a photo that you can possibly get, you know, up to the ability of how the photo is taken, right? So Jarvis does a full analysis, and this was very clearly staged so that there's a hint of this person's head, but not their face, no identifying features. The amount of staging that went into this photo in order, like this specific photo especially, to like get the blue colors and stuff like that, like that's a part of it. Obviously, this blue theme is a piece of it. But everything is so meticulously set up to be in frame the way it's in frame. And even the reflection, it's obvious the reflection was not a mistake. Unless it was just like one of those things where it was like complete happenstance, but it almost feels to you on photo enhancement that they were staying just out of frame. So the only thing reflected was this forehead. Like the photo had to be moved in such a way to capture that, that it's everything's too specific.
So I've got a question for Bruce. How did you get these pictures? They were mailed to you?
Sitting in the lab, minding my own business. Your business partner comes in. Name is...
Dr. Jack Rutledge on the board.
Jackie Rutledge comes in. He's got a package.
Sounds like a silent film star.
I'm telling you, it's weird. I don't know this guy. He's got my package with these pictures. Hands it to me. Say our pleasantries. He leaves.
What was on?
I start looking through
him. What was on the envelope? Was it an address? Was it just your name?
It was just my name, right?
No, it was mailed to Jack Rutledge's office, but it was mailed with your name on it. So
care of. Yeah.
So it was like Bruce Banner, blah, 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 street, office number, whatever. Like, so it was very specifically sent to him, but addressed to you.
So who knows that you are in the care of Stark Industries?
Nobody, Tone.
Somebody obviously does. Okay, so I have Jarvis... to Ask Jeeves search, I don't know, 2009 hotbot. I have him do have him scan internet for anything that ties specifically Jack Rutledge and Bruce Banner.
Great call, actually, on that tie-in. There isn't much in the sense that the two of them have never crossed paths in their lives. But Rutledge is specifically on the board of Stark because he's like an expert in radio biology. So he's dealt with, you know, weapons of mass destruction and things like that. He's an expert on subject matter like that. Bruce Banner is the kind of person who would be like that guy's, maybe not idol because he's a little bit older, but certainly like Rutledge would look at Bruce Banner and be like, oh my God, this is the guy who's like the Einstein of our field, right? And that was very much your interaction with Rutledge when you saw him. Like, he was like, wow, like, Bruce Banner, you're here. That's kind of crazy. Like, I like you so much that I'm not going to even say anything to the authorities, which I probably should.
He was also, Tim, correct, at the very first episode when I had that whole laundry list of things to go over with Tony. Like, one of the items, just because I doubt anyone remembers, is that he had asked, Dr. Rutledge had asked about equipment that had gone missing, and it had been appropriated by Tony for Bruce to mess with.
Excellent call. Very Pepper to remember such a thing. Like
I know
that.
I'm not and present. I don't know that Tony would remember that, but
I do remember that bit that I might have pulled some stuff from there. But
absolutely,
yeah.
I believe your response to me when I asked about it was, "That's one of those things you could take off your plate."
And you're welcome.
Yeah, worked out so well.
Working out super great, yeah.
Okay, so there's no real crossover outside of area of study. Is there any other crossover? And where was his previous employment? Other areas that he's on the board of?
Rutledge. Without like feeding you a bunch of inane garbage, you know, off the top of my head, there's really nothing. Rutledge is the entire board of Stark that I've kind of envisioned for this is really on the level. Like the vast majority of them are legitimate people in terms of like their character and their background. These aren't like, you know, secret aliens who've been, you know, moles in the company or anything
Skrulls.
Like that. Yeah, they're all Skrulls. There's none of that.
I killed Jack Rutledge.
The Skrulls are the good guys this time. There's nothing untoward about Jack's history or anything that makes him like suspect. Like he's very much the kind. In point of fact, let me say this about Jack Rutledge. He's like kind of like the nerdy uncle of Stark Industries. So he's the kind of guy who, like, when he has something to say, he like nerds out about his area of expertise, and outside of that, he's really like, you don't go to him for anything else. And he's not like there to do any extra work or get involved in anything else. Like he's just this kind of like nerdy uncle who loves radio biology and sciencey stuff that he can nerd out over. Other than that, he's kind of like barely even there as a board of director guy, but not in the sense that he has no trail. Like this guy is very much on the level, does his job, and that's the end of it.
Okay. So follow-up question for Bruce, who knows about your connection to Betty? That might not like you.
Might not like me.
I mean,
most people like me, Tone. Okay, I mean,
General Ross disagrees, but that's fine.
Well, duh, Tone. General Ross, Betty's father. Jeez.
Tons of thousands of people in Harlem that probably aren't big fans.
I don't think they know I'm the Hulk, Tone.
True, they do not. Yeah, the Bruce Banner to Hulk knowledge or connection to Hulk is very much like a military secret.
To be fair, though, we're not associating this necessarily to the Hulk.
Correct.
This is specifically targeted on Bruce Banner. So, who would know that Betty is a weak spot for you?
Leonard Sampson.
Okay.
Samuel Stearns.
Okay, we're getting names. So as these names are coming out, I'm just telling Jarvis, just feed that information.
Yeah, and
this Psycho Special Forces guy.
Psycho's okay. That's Blonsky. slightly vague, but we'll see if a Boolean.
Blonsky,
okay,
Tone. Blonsky is his name. Let's do a
search for that. Do I have my shield access yet? Did I hack shield yet?
So at this point, you guys, yeah, always a great question for Tony Stark. Did I hack it yet? At this point, you've basically have smoothed over the deal of being a consultant, and that's as far it's gone. So you don't have any special access to anything. Now, does that mean you haven't hacked SHIELD? Ha ha ha, you're Tony Stark. You've probably started the process of taking a look into SHIELD and what they are, since how they're basically at this point a semi-secret intelligence organization for the World Security Council, which is like puts them above and beyond like the NSA and things like that. To hone in on the exact point that we're getting at, no, you don't have anything specific about Emil Blonsky in SHIELD or like anything really regarding the Hulk and SHIELD presence in that, other than what you already know, which is they've been called to a cleanup in Damascus, first of all. They've been involved with that. One of the things you are finding out about SHIELD is that they're shockingly hard for you to hack. And for Tony Stark, that's like a red flag. Like, what the hell is going on here? You're going to have to up your game. You haven't gotten anywhere with it yet, but it's absolutely something that's on your radar of like, okay, this is way harder than I expected it to be.
Okay. I call Rhodey.
And the phone chain begins.
Yeah. This is why I'm here.
Pepper, you're next, by the way.
Okay. Taking it all in, absorbing.
Yeah.
This is Rhodes.
Hey, pal. Look, I need to get some access to potentially a couple satellites, some geopositioning technology, and some additional background information. So I need your SHIELD login.
Tony, you know I can't give that to you.
Yeah, that's funny. So is it, I'm assuming I tried Rhodes. That didn't work. J Rhodes, CJ
Tony,
Rhodes.
Tony, what do you need this for?
I just need you to trust me. It will be super quick, in and out. I promise I will not launch any nuclear missiles. So that login,
your Yahoo? Even if I gave you my login, that's not going to get you access to what you're asking for.
Well, password as well, then.
Tony, I can't just... Well. Look, I can't just hand out any my new login for Shield. Just
then why
when you, I can't you're not, you don't just because I have access doesn't mean you also have all the access that I have. You have to ask me. And even then, I don't always have the answer for you that you want to hear.
I recall somebody that wanted to borrow one of my Audis, and I've let him do that multiple
times. An Audi is not a satellite.
But that's fine. Yeah, sometimes they cost just as much. It depends on the quality of the satellite. So that login. So J Rhodes. It's not Gmail.
Yeah, can you fill me in here a little bit? If I know helping, what you need, I know how I can best help you.
I'm trying to locate two people. A Leonard Sampson or a Sam Stearns.
All right. Well, give me an hour. I'll see what I can do.
I could literally do this in 5 minutes if you just gave me the login.
Maybe. But then I would be getting in trouble.
No one would even know.
Tony, they probably know we're on the phone right now and know everything that we're talking about.
And I'm a consultant.
You are a consultant. That is why you do not have a login.
This is fine. Yes, but my liaison does have a login.
An hour, Tony. I'll look into it. No, hang up.
Oh, my God. This promotion is not helping me at all. If anything, it's making it more difficult to deal with. Okay.
That's Colonel Rhodes to you.
Yeah. I will start seeing if I can find any information on these people with whatever resources I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll jump right to it. With your security clearance, you find that Samson is under surveillance. And has been for a while, although he's been downgraded in priority multiple times of late because and it's very specific. It's not like it's this vague downgrading of priority. It's actually like very specific. It's like we've found no reason to keep following this guy. He seems to have been largely ignorant of what was going on with the Hulk incident. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I mean, I'm sure you can probably guess from how the movies go and so on and so forth. But Samson is not a guy who's really on Shield's radar anymore at this point. Sorry, let me rephrase that. He's still on their radar, but he's definitely just like so low priority mm-hmm. that they have no worries about him. As far as Stearns, you quickly run into this being above your security clearance.
Okay.
Like almost immediately, he was involved with the battle the duel of New York, duel of Manhattan. I forget what it was called. He was involved with the Hulk incident. Thaddeus Ross's name comes up. Betty Ross, Emil Blonsky, Bruce Banner, of course, in the gravity of that situation. And Stearns was a part of that. But then basically, as soon as it comes up that there was this lab that he was a part of, he was able to give information and possibly scientific materials to Bruce Banner regarding the Hulk. So this very clearly says Bruce Banner is the Hulk. Your clearance, you know, is able to get you that information just in case right. that was a question. Right. Yeah, I kind of knew that already.
How's Rhodey's memory? Because is he going to see a picture of Bruce Banner and be like, that was the guy that Tony was talking to
like,
at
I feel
the
like
event?
I would be able to pick up on that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no like subcontext here. Like you are very much aware that it's like, okay, you know, Bruce Banner is the Hulk. He got into a fight with the Abomination, which is like the code name for ML Blonsky mm-hmm. after he apparently was involved in some kind of genetic experiment. And Samuel Sturms had a lab that was targeted by Emil Blonsky and is kind of like the vehicle for how he became the Abomination. Okay. After that point, what happened to Samuel Stearns is classified. I don't recall the level, but I know it's above yours. If you might have to remind me, are you level 5 or 6?
Let me check my letter. I'm level 6, so I don't know if I don't know if it goes up or if it goes down or.
Yeah, so the higher number, higher level.
Okay.
So the I believe.
Don't get excited. Yeah. That's 6 out of 100. Right.
Yeah. So you find that the fate of Samuel Stearns is shield clearance level 7.
Okay.
And the abomination was picked up by a shield cleaning crew, and his ultimate imprisonment, it sounds like, but it's not entirely clear, seems to be shield clearance level 7 as well.
Okay. And what do I know happened to Samson, or do we know? Like, he's just being observed?
Yeah, Samson was simply a witness to some of these events, and he was being observed from that point on, and remains under observation. But
are there any notes or suspicious happenings in that observation? Like, weirdo takes picture of a bunch of blue objects on desk.
No, it's actually quite the opposite.
He's got a fetish. It's like a list of his fetishes.
Only wears blue lingerie. Oh, poor Phil Dunphy.
It's coconuts.
It's actually the opposite. It's the fact that there's literally nothing suspicious about this guy, and that they were easily able to keep this guy under surveillance like 24/7 for as long as they did without anything being weird. That's why he's fallen down in priority, because nothing weird came of it. He broke ties with Betty Ross, around the time of those events, so there wasn't like any like ongoing relationship or anything like that. He had no contact really before or after with General Ross. He had no knowledge of who Samuel Stearns was, Emil Blonsky. He was really only tied because of his relationship with Betty to these events.
And does what happened to the abomination, that's clearance 7 also?
Yeah, so the abomination very clearly was taken into SHIELD custody, but it's what happens after that point that is higher clearance.
Okay.
Pepper, you need to seduce Phil Coulson.
Pepper is definitely not taking orders from Tony.
No.
Especially not orders like that.
All right. After pulling up all that information, I'll give Tony a call back.
Okay.
Hey, pal.
All right, so for your Samson, seems that he's just been under observation by S.H.I.E.L.D. since the happenings in New York between the Abomination and the Hulk. Nothing at all weird at all.
No contact with Betty Ross, no contact with General Ross?
No, broke off ties around that time as well.
Okay.
A whole lot of nothing.
Okay.
And for your Stearns, looks like he was taken into S.H.I.E.L.D. custody. It's above my clearance. What happened after that?
Okay, so we need to get your clearance upped. So let's go ahead and get that login.
And we do that by not letting you log in and by them seeing that my clearance is safe and secure.
I don't understand how you forget that I am one of the smartest people in the world and that I can do this without whatever nerds are above you that are trying to hide.
No, I understand. I'm not going into and I understand you also have the biggest ego in the world, Tony.
It kind of comes together. I'm not trying to figure out where the aliens crashed. I'm just trying to locate Sam Stearns. It's all I need.
Well,
how well do I do it? Do I know Rhodey well enough that I could probably guess his password? Because I do have that relationship with some people in my life.
In this case, I'll do a little spoiler alert as the GM. No, only because it wouldn't be.
It's not a password I got to set.
Rhodey's password is going to be like 26 alphanumeric characters.
I'll be a little bit more forward. Even if you were able to guess his password, which is not outside the realm of reason because of your reason score and your computer skills, you would almost certainly be able to roll that and get that. The question is more the security clearance and the need to hack into Shield beyond that. That's kind of beyond the purview of a single game session.
All right.
Not impossible. I don't want to detract from the idea of it, but it's just not something that's going to happen like right now in the scene. So,
Rhodey, can you do one other search for me before I let you go?
Yeah,
Jack Rutledge. Can you see if he's on Shield radar at all?
Remember, I clickety clack.
It's like the middle of the night at this point. You're just like on your laptop in the darkness of your hotel room at Sark Expo doing this shit for him. You take a look at Jack Rutledge, and so he actually falls into the same general category as Tony Stark, humorously enough, as being someone who's on Shield's radar for people because they have access to certain things. In this case, access to Stark Industries and access to Tony Stark himself. But Jack Rutledge, in the same way that Samson comes back with, you know, squeaky clean, Rutledge is the same kind of deal. Rutledge is the kind of guy who's, you know, doesn't appear to be living any kind of secret life. You know, everything is kind of on the sleeve and very easily accessed by Shield and their caliber of people. So they, you know, when they do some digging, they find is, you know, normal guy stuff.
Yeah. Sam,
nothing that comes up weird.
Okay.
Here, Tony.
Okay. Sam Stearns, though, it doesn't show that he's dead.
Taken into Shield custody. That's all it says.
Okay. All right, pal. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I will get that.
Hey, and I'll work on those satellites for you, and I'll hang up. And then I'll go to bed.